if you're doing it for someone else, if you're doing it for recognition, whether that's praying for healing or sharing testimonies or all these things, if you're doing it for recognition, you're not going to do it long, because that will only last so long. But if you're doing it for the Lord and through the Lord, that's very important. Those two things, doing it for the Lord is because you're doing it for His eyes and His purposes, but also doing it through Him versus your own strength, your own abilities. You'll do this long term. You'll stop for people. You'll pray for people. Because if you're doing it in your own strength, you'll become tired, become weary. And if you're doing it for other people to see you, you're going to keep waiting for that moment. And when that moment comes, you'll realize that it wasn't as good as you hoped it would have been. Or you're going to be wanting for another one. And hopefully someone else recognizes me. And I'm here to tell you the most important thing is that all of heaven sees you. You know, I believe it's be said true that you want heaven to know your name and you want hell to know your name. And the reason is that is because you're snatching people from hell. And also heaven knows your name because you're doing the great work of the Lord. Welcome to Christ Reward Podcast. You can get connected with us at christreward.com. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode. All right, welcome to Christ Reward Podcast. Woo, here we are. Lewis is with me again. Lewis, glad to have you.
So glad to be here. What's up, y'all?
Well, this week we want to talk about the cross again. We're going to dive right in. And something that I wanted to talk about is every city and state. If you think about it, we were in Las Vegas, where obviously Las Vegas is, like we talked about, it is crazy. Sin City. So then we decided, all right, let's go to the South. Let's see what happens. Let's see the response. I'm carrying it to all 50 states. I'm trying to bounce around. If you go to our website, christreward.com, you'll see the cross. There's a tab about the cross. So you can see the journey I talked about in an episode, and also you can click the videos of where I've carried. But you'll see I'm bouncing around from the East Coast to the West Coast, to the South, to the Midwest, to the North, the Northeast. And so, and part of that's just to try to bring diversity when we're carrying. And so from Las Vegas, we went to Arkansas, probably one I wanted to have a little bit more of a peaceful carry, was believing that's what's happened. And that was the case. Arkansas was very different than Las Vegas. We had a lot of people pray for us, and it was powerful. We would offer prayer and they would turn right back around and pray for us. And that's something I definitely remembered about our time in Little Rock. All that being said is that it was if you go to our YouTube, Christ Reward YouTube channel, we called it Welcome to Arkansas because they were very welcoming to the gospel and to the cross. One thing I remember specifically to people being very welcoming was we were walking down the street and we saw a gas station with Bible verses on the wall. They were plastered on the wall. So me and Lewis was with me and so let's go for it. Let's see what happens. Well, we walk in and the gas station owner was there and she said she had been praying for a couple of months. Couple weeks, I can't remember. Couple months,
something like that. Yeah,
that God would bring someone to pray for her. So here we are. We say, hey, we want to pray for you. She's like, oh, I've been praying for a couple months for this to happen, for someone to come pray for me. Well, we prayed for her. I said, we're actually carrying this cross outside. So she comes out, looks at the cross. She's like, wow. And she says, everything, anything in the store, you can have anything, anything. The whole time you're in Arkansas. In Little Rock, anything in the store is yours. She starts making us coffee. She gives us some water, gives us some snacks. And she ultimately makes a donation to the ministry that actually paid for the whole weekend. It was enough to cover the next 3 days of the trip. And so I tell you that story is one, God's divine hand, but also two, how, like I said earlier on another podcast, is when you encounter a believer, it's not a bad thing. Sometimes it's to encourage your faith, but also to minister to them. But this here was mutual. We were an answer to her prayer, and then she was able to encourage us by making a donation to what we were doing on that trip. So My faith was encouraged that we were an answer to her prayer, but also that she wanted to sow into us and what we were doing. Lewis, what comes to your mind when you think about our time in Arkansas?
Yeah, that was a great moment. That's definitely one for sure that came to my mind. I remember it was so cold too, and she gave us a hot coffee. It was really refreshing. I think it was a lot of people prayed for us. A lot of people just really encouraged. And I think, I guess the other moment that comes to mind was walking, you know, usually when we walk, we're walking in some rough areas. And I think we were walking and I think Wade was asking, encountered this dude. And he's like, hey, where's a rough part of town? And the guy is like, well, if you cross this street right here, you know, a 5-year-old may have a gun. And that's where we went. And so we went and...
Lewis got nervous. Just Lewis decided to crank up his worship on his phone. We're walking down the street into this rough part of town, and Lewis cranks up this music, and it was very slow. I felt like I was walking down the street, and it was the end credits of my funeral. I thought we were about to get shot, and I think Lewis thought it was peaceful, but I definitely didn't think it was peaceful. I was like, Are you playing this to, it literally felt like it was the end credits of my funeral. Like Wade lived his life and carried the cross into Little Rock, Arkansas. And that was the end of the cross, the end of Wade. But anyways, Lewis didn't. So I told him to change the music. I said, that's nonsense.
It was so funny, you know, cause he shared that afterwards and I still find it funny today, but my mindset was like, all right, we're going in this dark area. We need to wage war right now. And so I put it on shuffle and I just play. I have a worship playlist. So I put it on shuffle and I'm like, all right, the first one is what the Lord wants us to listen to. And it's this song. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm at peace. I'm not worried. And it's just so interesting and funny to hear Wade's perspective. But yeah, we walk in and yeah, I guess, you know, even if the Lord's calling you out there, you know, and you're listening and maybe he's calling you to go to rough areas and share the gospel and maybe you're timid and you're like, man, I don't know what's going to happen. Just go by faith. Obedience to the Lord is greater and just trust that he's going to be with you. And again, it's, I think overcoming our own mindset and our own thoughts, that it's maybe not even as worse as maybe media might portray it or people in the neighborhood might portray it. But when you're going in love, I think that's the biggest thing. We weren't going there to pick a fight. We weren't going there to start any trouble. We were literally just minding our own business. And people on the street saw if they mentioned something, we would go. And what's cool is the Lord had led us to, was it the first high school that allowed African-American students in their school? It was like the first integration from whites and blacks in that location there. And I didn't know about it. And I don't know if Wade, you knew about it, but it was just so powerful. Like the Lord led us there and it was in this rough area. And I think it's cool because the cross is a symbol of unity. Jesus uniting with us and us with him because of what he did on that cross. And yeah, we were in this neighborhood and I remember we saw this guy on his porch and he was just there and we approach him and we're like, hey, can we pray for you? And, you know, after a few minutes of conversation, I mean, this man, you know, he was about to go pick up, you know, I think it was his wife or his girlfriend. I don't remember at the time. And he ended up giving his life to the Lord. He was going through some tough times. I think he had just lost someone in his family or his mom or someone was sick. And then his partner came and she was really touched. They were actually having an argument, I think. And then they kind of saw what we were doing and she got out the car. He's like, you should get out the car. And she wanted to carry the cross and she started carrying the cross. And we just really encouraged them. You could sense that the Lord was really touching their heart. You know, the Lord being obedient, Wade being obedient to the Lord. And even through that, he ended up on the news, the local news there, you know, and I think a lot of times maybe people watching, you know, they can get this sense or maybe there's thoughts of, oh, maybe he's doing this for publicity or maybe, you know, whatever the case may be. But ultimately, you know, we're just carrying the cross, sharing the love of Jesus. And the awesome thing is God's using secular people. They're curious. They're like, what is this man doing? And there was a connection and ultimately he got interviewed and they put this on the news. This man's carrying a cross and now it's on local news. Like, how powerful is that? Like, I don't know how many people, thousands of people probably watching, and seeds are getting planted because we're being obedient to the Lord. So I'm sharing that because maybe you're out there and maybe you're not on the news and maybe you're discouraged in this moment. Like, man, I've been doing this for so long. I sit in this corner and I pass out tracts and I'm not on the news. Well, I tell you what, that God says the least on earth will be the greatest in heaven. And he sees you. That's the most important thing, that God sees what you're doing. And yeah, that's kind of what's on my heart.
Yeah, I think exactly what Lewis is talking about is recognizing that the Lord sees what you're doing. He sees every small little thing. It says, you know, even those who give a cup of water, they don't lose their reward to, you know, to someone. And so it's recognizing that the Lord is watching you. He sees the work that you're doing. He sees your faithfulness. He sees your, just who you are. And I think that's something I think that's really important to notice, is because that if you're doing it for someone else, if you're doing it for recognition, whether that's praying for healing or sharing testimonies or all these things, if you're doing it for recognition, you're not going to do it long because that will only last so long. But if you're doing it for the Lord and through the Lord, that's very important. Those two things, doing it for the Lord is because you're doing it for his eyes and his purposes, but also doing it through him versus your own strength, your own abilities. You'll do this long term. You'll stop for people. You'll pray for people. Because if you're doing it in your own strength, you'll become tired, become weary. And if you're doing it for other people to see you, you're going to keep waiting for that moment. And when that moment comes, you'll realize that it wasn't as good as you hoped it would have been. Or you're going to be wanting for another one, or hopefully someone else recognizes me. And I'm here to tell you, the most important thing is that all of heaven sees you. You know, I believe it's to be said true. You want heaven to know your name and you want hell to know your name. And the reason is that is because you're snatching people from hell. And also heaven knows your name because you're doing the great work of the Lord. And you know, no one else may know your name. No pastor may know your name. No, you may never speak in front of tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people. But you know what? God knows your name, and all of heaven is celebrating what you're doing. And so I would just keep that in your perspective. Even as we carry the cross, there are many moments that we're just walking by ourselves and feel like nothing's happening. And that's in those moments that you can fellowship with the Lord, commune with the Lord, get to know him more. And I would just say, as you're listening to this week's episode, because even in that moment when we went into the dark part of town, one of the more dangerous parts of town, we were just going in faith and in love. That's what Lewis was saying earlier, is this has to be done through love. If your motive isn't love, you also won't do this long term. If you're doing it just to be a preacher or make a point, long term you will burn out. But it says love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13 says love never fails. And so keeping your love, your motive love, is so important. And then, like I said, is walking with the Lord, talking with the Lord, fellowshipping with the Lord, communing with the Lord. And you know, like Lewis said also, is if you're passing out gospel tracts, or like I said, when I'm carrying the cross and I feel like nothing's happening, I believe some of those are some most powerful moments. You may be listening to this and maybe you've seen me carry the cross, or you saw someone else carry a cross and it impacted your life. I heard a testimony recently of someone else I know that said that they encountered a guy that was carrying a cross through their city, and he was like, who is this nutso carrying this cross in my city? And he said the guy, I don't think he did it all the time. He just did it once a blue moon. The Lord told him to carry the cross. His dad had cancer at the time. The guy stood out to him because he was carrying the cross. He prayed for his dad. And he said, I've never forgotten that moment. But the guy carrying the cross, as far as he knows, he just prayed for this guy and his dad that had cancer and just kept moving down the street and didn't think anything about it. There could also be in discouragement. Nothing happened that day. But the thing is that I think sometimes if you're out there and you're praying for people, sharing the message of Christ, praying for the sick, maybe you are a cross carrier, maybe you're a track giver, maybe you're just someone that stops for one person a week. Some of the most powerful moments are some of the ones that feels like nothing's happening. I'm convinced of that when I'm carrying the cross. I'm walking down the street, down next to a highway, nothing feels like nothing's happening. But like I said, some of you that are listening, maybe you're one of those people that saw me or saw someone. I'd love to hear your testimony of how it impacted you, or a cross testimony has impacted you, or maybe someone else prayed for you. Message us at, you can email me at waaron@christreward.com. I'd love to hear, or find us on social media. I'd love to hear the testimonies of those moments, because like I said, I think there's some of the, they feel like nothing's happening, but God is moving. And so keep that in mind when you step out in the days to come. And I'm going to pray for you. Jesus, I pray for anyone that's listening to this today. I pray for them if they're growing weary. I declare Galatians 6:9 over them. Anyone that's feeling weary, may they not grow weary, but for in due time they will reap a harvest. And Jesus, I pray for faithfulness. I pray that they sense the eyes of the Lord seeing them today, God, and bless them and encourage them with your presence. I pray that they sense your presence in their homes, in their cars, wherever they're at work, and give them courage to stop for the one today. And we bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, like I said, check us out, ChristReward.com. You can see the journey of the cross. Also, YouTube, Christ Reward, and you'll see the video from Arkansas. It's called Welcome to Arkansas. Bless you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.